Ganja, Joint, Doobie, Doo, Chronic, Ace, Lobo, Loco, Loveboat, Bud, Buddha, Blunt, Pot, Pet, Pin, Chiba, Chiba, 420, and Hashish, or Hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come here, neighbor.
Good afternoon, Chris Valley. How are you?
Good afternoon. Very well. Thank you. And yourself?
I'm well. It seems like it's been an age. You've been all over the country doing different stuff.
I went AWOL.
Are you back though?
I'm back now, but yeah.
And you've come in with mountains and mountains of news.
I wish. You know, I've been to the barrier. Don't reveal where I've been. I've been there a few times. I've never encountered any weed over there.
Is that right?
Never.
I hear the Pahutukawas are spectacular, though.
It's all spectacular. But don't tell anyone.
Okay.
Yeah. So, hey, right now, though, Parliament is debating the medicinal cannabis bill. Second reading. It's on right now. You can actually get your multimedia thing going.
We live stream it right now. We drop it in right now.
Yep. Oh, it's Jenny Anderson talking right now, addressing the bill in support. And she also spoke at our conference a couple of weeks ago for the Make It Legal campaign. What have we got?
For some reason, we can't hear it. Queued perfectly fine before.
Can you
just maybe refresh it? Refresh it.
Use of Drugs Act, and those too many ill people who are using cannabis for relief of their symptoms would no longer be criminalised for doing so. In conclusion, Mr Speaker, this legislation, as I've stated, already takes us further than Parliament has gone with respect to medicinal cannabis. We realise that it does not please everybody, nevertheless, it represents a real step forward. We have a strong bill that all government support partners are pleased to sign up to, and that, in itself, is progress. Mr Speaker, I want to acknowledge and thank the members of the Health Committee for all their hard work on the bill and all of the submissions that they have gone through and listened to. I would like to thank all those submitters in New Zealand that are so keen on watching how this issue develops, for the time they have taken to write their views into Members of Parliament and to submit to the Select Committee on this issue. Please, keep up the good work. I also want to acknowledge New Zealand First spokesperson Jenny Marcroft and Chloe Swarbrick, spokesperson on drug law reform for the Green Party, for their hard work, dedication and endless commitment to keeping this issue alive and going and being discussed right across this House, no matter what party people are from. We now have a common way forward on this government.
I've read her script. She goes on to thank Marijuana Media at 95BFM and such.
It's great that we can actually watch what's going on in Parliament.
That's amazing. Have you ever hit Parliament TV up? It's a spectacle, John. Often it's like, oh, I bummed you out the best and everyone claps, yay. But this is actually really great. And it's great that we just dropped in right when she's summing up.
Right at the right moment. And but to sum up, what they're doing, and that was really good that we heard that bit, actually, because it has been a bit of a campaign, a lot of people involved, and good for people to be recognised at that. But what the changes that they're making is extending the eligibility, for the statutory defence, the exemption, that is like a temporary thing while the proper scheme comes through, and that was going to be limited to terminally ill, and now it's people, what they're calling palliation. Which is a term I hadn't heard before, but I'm guessing it's palliative care or something quite like it.
I was thinking
so it is wider. They're saying it's about another 25,000 people a year that will benefit from that change alone. They're also putting a requirement in there that the scheme be up and running with all the regulations in effect no later than a year after the law comes into effect, which will be early in the new year. And so that's really cool. That's a huge difference to what they were saying. Also, making it clear that varieties of cannabis that are already in New Zealand can be used for medicinal products. So there'll be some sort of...
What?
How do they know that?
How do they know the types?
Basically, you don't, so you have to allow anything, and that's what every country's done. Man. You have some sort of window or some sort of process, some sort of registration kind of scheme, and that's like anything else. If someone impinges on someone else's copyright, then there'll be a legal redress there.
Property.
But there'll be a process where people would prove provenance, I guess.
I don't like the idea of copywriting weed, man. That feels bad.
Well, if you've done
that
work and you've created something
trademark
unique,
DAC.
You know, if you've created something unique and you've done the work, that's one thing. But yeah, if you're appropriating on something that someone else has already done,
that's my concern.
A bit different.
Yeah.
But that's why if you just kind of, well, if you do the same as what everyone else has done all around the world, then we're all in the same boat.
Okay.
And Australia was unique in not allowing it, and that's what forced the medical companies there to go really big and attract huge corporate investment, and also nothing's really happened to benefit patients. So we'll have a competitive advantage, and if people have strains out there, there'll be a process for registering them or licensing them.
And if they've got
something interesting in them that's different, right, to the rest of the world, then there's a real opportunity there.
Yeah, but does it go right down to that, like the DNA of your strain, basically? Is that how far does this investigation go, and how does it work?
Well,
does someone sit there and go, that's Maui Wowie kind of thing?
There will be genetic markers that you will be able to say, okay, that could be used to define it.
Right.
But it'll be what it produces, really.
I want to say things like
something unique. But speaking of DNA, interesting to say that there's a study that came out this week that showed, they actually sequenced the genome of cannabis, first time that they've been done it in its entirety.
What?
This was
is that to
in
synthesize
Toronto,
it in a sense? Are they trying to?
This is just to know it, to know
right.
the genes.
Yeah, but that's
what
you do after that, eh? You're like, okay, how do I make the digital version of this?
How can I 3D print it?
Let's think the best. It's so that you can find...
No, that is the best.
Yeah, okay. Yes, that's right. And anyway, what they found is... Because people had always thought, why does cannabis produce THC and CBD and cannabinoids, given that it evolved at quite a significantly different time to... humans,
right?
You know, so it's kind of what was the selection for? How did this happen? And so it turns out it was actually a virus, or maybe lots,
just like humans.
Yeah. So these two genes that encode for it, they're right in the middle of a huge chunk of viral inserted DNA.
Wow.
And so it came from somewhere else.
Oh, okay.
That's the next step in the mystery.
Oh, the weed is an alien. Space. That makes sense.
If it's got to be aliens.
Come to save us.
It could be. It could be.
Fuck yeah! This is. I like how this is getting a little bit conspiracy. This is great.
What else happened? So the government, of course, announced, and I think this was just only on Monday or something like that. It seems like a long time ago now. But no, it only just announced. So the referendum, not only will we know, by Christmas how it's all going to happen, the cannabis referendum, but it seems almost certain that it'll be bundled up with euthanasia referendum and another one on MMP, changing a certain aspect of MMP. Not quite sure what. But they all look like they'll be binding and held at the next election. That would be, if you were a betting person, that's what you'd go for. The chance of anything else happening, I think, is quite remote.
Okay.
How do you feel about euthanasia being bundled in with cannabis law reform?
Confusing.
It can complicate it, but it doesn't have to. They're kind of separate debates, but I guess... If people might be concerned about one skewing
one
the election
out the
in
liberals,
one direction, they might balance each other
out.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Yeah, we stay agnostic on that.
Okay.
I think it's terrible.
Think too many hard choices.
I think it's a bad idea. Yeah, it's two very different things.
But maybe just as voters, we need to be a bit more sophisticated. If you think of these states in America that have all been very successful routes for cannabis law reform over there, they're always part of a bundle of, it's not just cannabis that's on the ballot. They might be voting on 10 things,
euthanasia one of them, or?
Probably not.
It's a heavy topic. Never mind. We'll just do a single one for the flag, though. Cool. Thanks. That's great.
And what else? I feel like there was a lot. Else? There was what mountains else? Of news to cover off, Chris.
MPI. So there were two things that have happened there. One is, and it's interesting that the new bill is going to allow local genetics to be registered, because MPI, out of the blue a couple of weeks ago, said... no high THC cannabis can come into the country for medical cannabis. Even though the government's going to make medical cannabis legal, they were not going to allow the imports. And so that might not be such a blockage after all, I guess. But that needs to be resolved. So they did that 2 weeks ago. And then just last week, out of the blue, said that that hemp can't go into the ground where you're growing the food crop. And of course, hemp as it grows. So you're growing hemp, like this summer, like there's been something like 200 applications for hemp licenses this summer, small to really big, all aiming for, or mostly aiming for food production, for grain. Obviously, it drops like leaves and bits. There'll be stalks, there'll be things in the ground. They're now saying, no, you can't, that's a drug at that point. Wow. So they've taken a very strange, and people have been feeding hemp byproducts to animals for the entire time that we've been growing hemp in New Zealand, which is about 15 years.
And
now all of a sudden they're saying, no, that's not allowed. You can't
is it a drug?
Feed it to your animals.
How is it a drug?
Well, it contains very negligible amounts of THC, mm-hmm. Trace amounts.
And how do I get that out?
You want it, of course.
Just general conversation.
Clicked it all up into one place.
Okay.
That's not allowed under hemp. It does occur in very tiny amounts, but there's tiny amounts that are permissible because they're way below any kind of psychoactive effect.
Right. Okay. They've actually
even passed a thing saying you can't even talk about it having a psychoactive effect.
I didn't say anything. No, you said something.
We have to be careful at this
point. Okay, this is tense.
Right when we started the show, Chris, there was a big old police siren from outside, and we were like, now we're finally getting arrested for this segment.
It's not me, man. It's not me.
Hey, Chris. Hey, thank you very much. Another great edition of Marijuana Media. You are from the fine establishment known as the Hemp Store on K Road, part of the Some Sort of Super Prize Pack.
Oh, yeah, of course.
People can, if they enter.
Like a voucher or something. Yeah, a 420 voucher.
420
yeah.
voucher.
$420 right. at the Hemp Store.
That gets a lot of goodness there.
Is there anything in the shop that's about $420? I could just drop it all and go.
One giant.
A hella bong.
There probably is.
The bong Excalibur
no
bong.
No bongs, just...
Yeah, come on, man. That's somewhere else.
I mean, Vaz.
Yeah, Vaz.
A. The man.
And first Thursday next week. We'll do it from there, eh? Well, I'll be there.
We'll pop along.
All right.
If you pop a power cord out the front, my band will play out there. Do you want to do that?
Sweet.
Let's get serious.
Done.
Sweet. Hey, thanks, mate.
All right.
Do it then.
That was Marijuana Media.